Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. When I was at college at the University of Tennessee, you would actually have, like, at 5 o'clock, it would come on the local television station. Then at 5:30, it was, like, on TBS. And then at 6 o'clock, it was on. We'd watch, like, an hour and a half of the Andy Griffith Show and then head to the dining hall and eat. And so we knew more about the Andy Griffith Show than we certainly knew about math, history, chemistry, or anything else we were supposedly studying. But by gosh, somebody could bring up a line from the Andy Griffith Show and folks could recite it.
That's talk host Steve Gill sharing his memories of watching the Andy Griffith Show with his friends and seeing it so many times that he could recite almost every episode line by line. The death of Andy Griffith is the number 10 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review of the hot hits in talk radio for this July 4th week, the week ending Friday the 6th of July, in fact. Folks at Talkers.com have been listening to the radio all week long, as have the producers of this program, so that's how we come up with this list. And this week, the death of Andy Griffith is at the number 10 spot. Number 9 on the countdown is the split of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo talking to Dylan Howard from CelebBuzz.com about the role Scientology played in Katie's decision.
So what do you make of this? This is not much of a surprise, is it? Another celebrity breakup?
Well, it's not a surprise. I don't think there ever really is a surprise when a high-profile Hollywood relationship goes kaput. But at the same time, this was a surprise to Tom Cruise, and the proof is in his statement. Katie Holmes filed for divorce on June 28th, Thursday. No emotion in her statement, just matter-of-fact to the point indicating that she walked out on the relationship. Tom Cruise, on the other hand, goes into emotion, says that he's left saddened by her development. So a surprise perhaps not to us and to the cynics, but a surprise to Tom Cruise, especially given that just a few weeks ago they were photographed together in Iceland. She's been wearing the wedding ring. But it's clear that Katie decided to walk out on this relationship due to some monumental incident, and many are suggesting that that is the Church of Scientology's grip over their relationship.
Ah, so the observers really believe there's a direct correlation between his religion and the reason she walked out at this time.
At this time, yes. And to give you an idea, their daughter, their one and only daughter, Suri, is at the crucial age whereby she must decide if she goes to a Scientology extension school or not. Having spoken to a number of Scientologists over the past couple of weeks, even before this, I've been trying to establish and paint a portrait of what kind of control the church could even wield over someone like Tom Cruise.
Right.
And two youth-affected Scientologists that I spoke to went back to the early 1990s when he was married to Nicole Kidman. And they indicated that Kidman and Cruise's home in Pacific Palisades, California, a $10 million mansion, was run by almost like a mini football team, not the Miami Dolphins, but a mini football team of Scientology selected and paid for staff members, like nannies, audiovisual staff, financial advisors. So it's clear that the connection between Cruise and Scientology is deeper than what we even think it is.
Yeah. Is there something about Scientologists you spoke to, getting to the age of 5, that would have given more control, or is there some kind of a confirmation element at that age into the Church of Scientology that might have scared off Katie Holmes?
Well, it's quite simple. At the age of 6, you go to school, and you could either be taught Scientology methods, or you could be taught other methods.
Right.
And Katie Holmes didn't want Suri being brought up in a Scientology-based school with their belief system. Interestingly, you know, this could have a lot to do with the fact that she filed in New York City and not California, because New York judges tend to favor one parent over the other, more likely the mother.
Mm.
And that could be a calculated reason for Katie to file in New York, because she's aiming and banking on the fact that a judge is going to give her control over Suri as opposed to Tom, because, and to give you an idea, during a Scientology breakup, I spoke to Andrew Morton, who's a New York Times best-selling author and wrote Tom Cruise's unauthorized biography. And he indicated to me that, indeed, when someone breaks up a Scientology marriage, that it is almost a case of the church and the religion deciding that person must cease communication with the other parent. And he cites a particular example, Nicole Kidman.
Up next, there's a looming threat to your internet access, plus a look at gas prices and the latest on Iran, all in the focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant General Charles Cleveland, 334th Squadron, 4th Fighter Wing, U.S. Air Force.
First engagement was really a memorable one for me, and he thought he was pretty good. And it was nip and tuck there for a while. We turned for each other's tail, and I ended up behind him again. This time I put the pepper on the tailpipe and fired, and it was beautiful. Hits all the way up the tailpipe and up the right side of the airplane to the cockpit. But that's one of the few real round-and-round dogfights that you get in, that we got into. Most of our victories were, very frankly, getting behind a big pilot who wasn't very good and shooting him out of the sky.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. No, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah. You.
Me?
But I can't. New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
The number 8 item in the countdown is Monday's malware threat. Here's a discussion of this. Host Bill Radke talking to CBS's tech analyst Larry Maggott about how a dangerous cyber attack from last year could affect you on Monday.
It's up to you to protect yourself against this computer malware that could lock you out of the Internet on Monday.
It's actually kind of a bizarre story because it actually, as you pointed out, it began years ago or quite a while ago when these infected computers redirected people through servers that were run by the hackers. And the FBI took down those servers, which, of course, is good. They got the bad guys. But the servers were the gateway between the infected, the victims, and the Internet. So what the FBI did is they set up their own servers to act as kind of gateways for people. But their FBI is not in the Internet service business and decided they're going to take those down midnight Eastern time Monday morning. So, you know, I guess 9 o'clock Pacific time on Sunday night, these servers will go down. Now, the good news is that there are only about 64,000 Americans estimated that are affected. So the odds of any one of you being infected are relatively low. But it is important to go to this website the FBI set up, dcwg.org.
dcwg.org, okay.
Yeah, like D.C. as in Washington, D.C., you know, White House, George, I guess, .org would be a way to say it. And, you know, the problem is that if you are one of these folks, you're going to lose your Internet connection Sunday night at 9 o'clock. So it's a good idea to go to that site, make sure you're not infected. If you are infected, I assume there's some kind of a fix for that. And, you know, but the other problem is if you've been infected, you probably notice slow Internet connections and other issues. So it's not a totally invisible virus. There are symptoms of it.
Once again, the FBI website they were talking about is dcwg.org. which you can also find from today's show at DougStephan.com. Up to number 7 on the countdown, price you're paying for gasoline. Here's host Bruce Collins talking to oil industry analyst Mike Beard about all the hidden taxes and fees and the price you're paying at the pump.
Okay, you're standing at that gas pump. You feel the pain at the pump, even though it's now down below $3 here in Baton Rouge at $2.99. But you open up that wallet, and you have to open it up a little bit more each and every time that you have to go and fill up than what you had to do 4 years ago. So tell me something. All these charges of the money that you have to pay, the $3 a gallon, how are they split up? Where does the money go?
Well, most of it goes to pay for the crude oil and then process it at the refinery. That's probably two-thirds or more of the cost of gasoline. And then, of course, the gas station wants to make money, and you have transportation. And then, of course, you've got the federal, state, and city taxes.
Yeah, that's a nice little chunk right there, isn't
probably
it?
Probably about 15%. Yeah, depending on where you live, it could be 15%.
And the fact of the matter is, in most places, the gas station itself makes very little off the gasoline, right? They make their money off of things like bear claws and cigarettes and stuff like that they may be selling.
That's right. They probably make more money. They sell you whatever, $5 cup of coffee or something.
There you go. And the large soft drinks and so forth. That's right.
And of course, the profit margins are a lot higher on the coffee. All you got to do is buy the coffee grounds.
But how much of it is Mike, and I guess this is the thing people really are interested in, because how much of it goes to the profit for the oil, not the gas station, but for the oil company, about?
Probably less than 5%.
Okay. And that's not, when you get to, because then a lot of people complain about the amount of profit that the oil companies make, but when you think about the sheer volume of the amount of gasoline sold in this country, because we're so addicted to it, and rightfully so, that how can they not make millions and billions of dollars in profit? When you get down to percentages, it's not that unusual.
Oh, it's much, much lower than it would be for a pharmaceutical company
there you go.
High-tech company, Microsoft or Apple or someone like
That's right.
Iran, number 6 on the countdown this week. In a talk radio interview, international affairs journalist Arnold de Bourgav talked about the positive side of allowing Iran to proceed with their nuclear weapons program.
Well, I think that was proved with Stalin, with Mao Zedong as well, before they got the bomb. Remember, after World War II, we had the exclusive monopoly of anything to do with nuclear weapons, and they were vociferous at the time. Then when they got the bomb themselves, things began to cool down a bit. So I think there is a historical argument to be made for this, but a lot of people object to this because they feel that this would be condemning Israel to permanent blackmail. Since Pakistan became a nuclear power after India became one, things have calmed down between the two countries. We haven't seen a war. I've covered every war between those two countries, but there hasn't been a war between India and Pakistan. I have no first-hand knowledge of this, but I'm sure some people are arguing for this in Korea. But both Korea and Japan, don't forget, can get the bomb very quickly because they've done everything but produce the bomb. So they wanted to, either Japan or South Korea could become a nuclear power in a matter of 6 to 9 months. They're not irrational to the point of wanting to see their country disappear, be literally pulverized. If anything happened to Israel, you know very well that Israel can retaliate, even if they were to lose a city like Tel Aviv to one gigantic nuclear explosion. The next day, Iran would disappear. Iran today is surrounded by 6 of the world's 9 nuclear powers. The late Shah of Iran told me already in 1972 that Iran was going to become a nuclear power.
Coming up, the latest in the Penn State scandal, plus what comedian Chris Rock said about the 4th of July. That's up next year on the Talk Radio Review.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we continue on now with the number five item from this week's countdown, the Penn State scandal. From Fox, Jonathan Hunt talked to legal analyst Liz Wheel and Fred Techie about the emails Penn State officials knew had taken place when Jerry Sandusky's crimes were being committed 10 years ago, but they didn't do anything about it.
What do these emails mean for the what I guess will be civil cases against Penn State?
Huge liability, because if they knew or should have known, and here it shows that they did know what was going on at the very highest level and made a conscious decision to not report. And to me, that is darning, you know, for the defendants here. Are going to soon be defendants. Because if you take on an obligation like that, and not just, you know, the milk is sour or something like that in the cafeteria, but something so serious, and you elect not to report it, that is really going to be a smoking gun for the prosecution.
Fred, is this, obviously there's a huge financial risk for Penn State here. What about its football program at all? Could the NCAA do, you know, dismantle that program, which would be a huge step, obviously, but they may feel some pressure to, I would think, in the wake of this sort of email exchange?
You know what, Jonathan, I've heard rumors that the NCAA was looking into the Penn State program and considering or taking under advisement as to whether or not they were going to actually punish them. And I'm not sure that that would be fair. I have another word that begins with D. It's despicable that every adult involved in this thing put their own interest before the interest of the children. You got to remember something. Schultz was the head of the Penn State Police Department, which has, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, has the same rights, duties, and obligations as a town police department. He was aware of the 1998 allegations, and they did this. And the email talks about Joe. It doesn't actually say Paterno, but everyone, I think, is reasonably assuming that that's Paterno. And, you know, the Paterno family issued a statement yesterday saying release the rest of the emails, which I thought was almost, rises almost to an admission of guilt. So I to answer your question, I think, one, I think it would be unfair to banish a football program. Two, it's going to go from being called Happy Valley to Victims Valley, because the civil judgments and the civil liability as a result of this stuff is going to be staggering.
Number four item on the countdown, the July 4th holiday and celebrations. Here's host Joe Pagliarulo talking about some of the outrageous things comedian Chris Rock and others posted on Twitter on Independence Day.
Chris Rock couldn't help himself but to bash the United States on the 4th of July. I mean, what are you accomplishing? What exactly are you accomplishing? It's not funny. It's not. The 4th of July was a day in 1776, where the colonists said enough is enough. We're not going to have, you know, overwhelming tyrannical rule over us anymore. We're going to rise up and we're going to declare independence and let the war go. Let's go. Bring it. Had it not been for the Declaration of Independence, had it not been for those founding fathers, Chris Rock wouldn't have a Twitter account and he wouldn't be able to say stupid stuff. Some shameful Independence Day tweets out there. This is from twitchy.com. Aaron Sorkin left celebrating Independence Day by slamming America. Chris Rock joins in. Happy White People's Independence Day. Don Cheadle laughs along. Zach Braff piles on. These idiots that only have their success because they're in such an incredible system like ours, you know, saying these things is ridiculous. Freddie Fox, do you know who Freddie Fox is, James?
No.
I have no idea who that is.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I guess he's somebody. He thinks he's somebody. He's verified on Twitter, so there you go. Never forget the torture that America has put on people's lives to get where she is today. So while you're popping your little firecrackers, dot, 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 I guess that's somebody who has reaped the benefits of being in America. I don't know. Don't live here. You know that you can't tweet stuff like that if you lived in China? Oh, no. North Korea? They probably never even heard of Twitter.
4th of July, fourth most talked about topic this week on the countdown. So let's see where we are to this point anyway. Death of Andy Griffith is number 10. The Tom Cruise-Katie Holmes split, number 9. The Monday malware threat, number 8. Gas prices, number 7. Iran, number 6. Penn State scandal, number 5. July 4th, number 4. And that leaves us with, as you can imagine, 3, 2, and 1. They're up next.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The max strength cooling menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the works.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Kathy Drake, Army Nurse Corps.
I'm an operating room nurse. I thought we really did well. Of course, in Pyongyang, we were set up in a Russian medical school, so we had private operating rooms. Beautiful. When you think back, we just did everything just like we did in the States. When we were taken out of Korea, I was at that time, we were sent back to Japan. And then I came back to Korea. There was the same thing, but that was an all-tent operation. There we had one big tent for the operating room, and we had 7 tables that we were running. So you're really working fast to keep the, when you have a big push on, you have all those casualties and you're working as fast as you can. And then when the push is over, you know, then there's the idle time. There's not much to do.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At the half-hour point, welcome back to the Talk Radio Review. We're going through all 10, starting at number 10, going to number 1. Number 3 in the countdown, storm damage in the Mid-Atlantic and wildfires in Colorado. Here are hosts Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson talking to Janet Bodnar from Kiplinger's Personal Finance about who's going to pay for all the damage done by last week's storms that still have a lot of people in the Mid-Atlantic with no power and no phones.
Let's talk about that tree question. I mean, it falls over. It's not yours. It damages your house. Who pays?
Well, if it falls and damages your house, your insurance pays. If it falls and damages your neighbor's house, your neighbor's insurance pays. And if it falls and lands in the backyard and doesn't damage anybody's house, then nothing pays.
Whoa.
You actually, the cost of actually removing the tree will be either yours or your neighbor's, however you might want to negotiate this. And your insurance may cover it to an extent, but it's rather limited. The coverage for actually removing the tree is maybe $500 to $1,000, and it may cost you considerably more than that to do so. So it may be negotiable if it falls in your neighbor's yard. If it falls in your yard, you're going to be responsible.
Do the same rules apply to houses and cars? What if the tree falls on the car as opposed to the house?
Exactly. The same thing applies to cars. If the damage is done to the house, then your homeowner's insurance comes into play. If it falls on a car, the car comprehensive part of the car insurance comes into play. So again, it's the person who owns the policy on the car that is damaged, whether that is you or whether that is your neighbor.
Now, I know all things in life aren't fair, Janet, but let me just ask you this. A tree falls in my yard. It wasn't a healthy tree. My insurance will pay a certain amount of money. My neighbor doesn't have to kick up the rest?
That is correct.
Wow.
That is correct.
That is not fair.
It is your... I don't know how to respond to that one,
That's
Hillary.
All right.
But it is your insurance that is the responsible party. Or, you know, if it damages your house, then your insurance comes into play. If it damages your neighbor's house, then the neighbor's insurance comes into play. And the same thing goes with the car.
Trees are obviously big issues in this area. So
literally and figuratively.
Yeah. What should we be considering, though, when we get back into our homeowner's insurance policies? Is there something that can cover us better when it comes to trees?
Well, I think probably the best thing for trees is to just know, is to check with your policy, you know, check with your insurer to make sure that, in fact, you know, this is the way the coverage works. And also ask about that tree removal codicil or that tree removal policy, because if that's really going to cost you several thousand dollars, is there some way that you could perhaps add to your coverage, maybe, you know, to take that into account? Because otherwise it's money that's going to have to come out of your pocket, or maybe yours and your neighbor's if you agree on something together. But, you know, you might want to know, see if you want to get some additional coverage that way. I don't know if you know, what the policy is with every insurer, but, you know, it's worth checking on.
Here are our hosts, Lacey Evans and Jay Allen, talking to Debbie Olson, who lives in Castle Rock, Colorado, an area that's surrounded by wildfires.
Debbie Olson lives in Castle Rock, and she's right in the middle of several of the fires.
Yeah, we're kind of surrounded. There's nothing to the east yet, thank God, knock on wood, so hopefully it stays that way. But, you know, there's several other smaller fires, you know, way further south in the state, and or I shouldn't say smaller, but other fires, and then, of course, the big one in Grand Junction. That's quite a few hours away, about 4 hours.
She tells us this is the second time she's been close to a major wildfire. The first was about 10 years ago.
That was right after we moved here, and that was pretty close, actually, because that reached part of Douglas County, which is what the county that we're in Colorado. And we had actually had soot on our deck from that fire, so we could see a lot of smoke, you know, consistently.
And while things are starting to calm down a little, she says some of her neighbors are still at risk of losing everything they own.
There are still evacuation notices, yes. And, for example, in Douglas County, where we live, in the southern part of the county, there are still pre-evacuation notices and also still evacuation notices, full-on evacuation notices, and still areas that are close to the fire in Colorado Springs area. But a lot of still areas are under pre-evacuation notices.
And when it comes to the people fighting the fire, Debbie can't praise them enough.
Oh, gosh, you know, I just can't even imagine. I mean, we've had, you know, record-breaking heat for the last over two weeks, actually, and I just can't even imagine, you know, other than the fire being close proximity of the fires, but just imagine being, you know, dealing with 100-degree heat as well, and, you know, and then they're camping out at night, sleeping in 100-degree heat or whatever it happens to be, 90 degrees, and so, yeah, just, you know, you can't thank the firefighters enough. They're putting their lives on the line and doing a great job, and, you know, I mean, I can understand that residents down in Colorado Springs, some of them who were in the fire area, were very critical, you know, for a while at the beginning, because obviously they lost their homes and stuff. But I think, you know, it was just so rapid, 65 mile per hour winds that day, you know, blowing through that subdivision. There's really nothing a firefighter, the best one in the world, or the best team in the world could do, you know, for that.
That leads us to number two on the countdown, the presidential race. And you'll hear more about that in just a minute here on the countdown as we continue.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But
you know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come all.
Select styles only in store. Only available for sale for weeks.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the number two item this week's countdown, the presidential race. Here's host Mike Siegel talking to callers about what they think Mitt Romney ought to be looking for in a running mate.
Luciano, hello there.
I think Alan West would win, would be a good running mate, but Romney's a cupcake. He's a weak Republican, and he's pathetic. I would like him to pick Alan West, but I don't think Alan West is going to help him much, unfortunately, because the black 90% of the black African American vote is going to go to Obama. I'm a Hispanic. Unfortunately, 75% of Latino vote is going to go for Obama. I'm a conservative, libertarian, and I think the fix is in for Obama, unfortunately, and I don't know what else to say about that, but it's terrible that we have such a terrible representative for Republican, because he is the only duplicate. He has his health plan, his health bill is the same exact blueprint as Obama, and I think we're going down like the Titanic. In about 20, 30 more years, we're going to be like a socialist country, like Czechoslovakia or Holland,
Well, it could be sooner than that, Luciano. But I tell you, let me ask you a question: what has Barack Obama done for black people?
He has done nothing, but they always say the brother is. We have to support the brother. I hear this from Latinos. We have to support Obama because he's supporting the illegals. And I'm opposed to illegals. But unfortunately, a lot of Hispanics have been brainwashed 20, 30 years. The African-American and the Latino vote has been brainwashed by the Democrats. And the Democrats have not done nothing. They put them, they've suppressed them. They've exploited them. And Republicans, like I said, Romney's a terrible example, for presidency.
Let me tell you something, Luciano. Being Hispanic yourself, there's a guy in Boston, well known. I mean, if you're a baseball fan, anyway, Adrian Gonzalez. You know the name Adrian Gonzalez?
No, sir. Go ahead.
He's a baseball star. Plays for the Red Sox.
Yes.
Adrian Gonzalez said when the All-Star game was going to be played in Phoenix, he said he wasn't going to show up, and he said the reason he wasn't going to show up is because they passed the law in Arizona. Senate Bill 1070, that if somebody came into the state illegally, that the local police and the state police had the right to check and see if they were in the country and the state of Arizona legally. Now, he said, I don't like that law, so I'm not going to Phoenix. Well, you know what? Guys like Adrian Gonzalez and all of the other Hispanics who want to have illegals come in, let me ask you the question. If I go to Mexico and I go in there illegally, how many years am I going to get under National Law 67 in Mexico? I'm going to get 10 years behind bars in the juzgado because the Mexican police are required to check anyone who's suspicious of being in Mexico illegally. So why should the Mexican government be throwing their dregs on the United States illegally?
Let me just say this as a Puerto Rican, and I listen to Mexicano talk radio. American people are sheep, and our politicians, the Democrats and Republicans, have betrayed the American people, and the illegals are just multiplying and multiplying. I'll end it by saying this. In Mexican talk radio, they said this about a week ago. We're going to keep on multiplying. We're going to keep on multiplying, and the wimps that Republicans and Democrats, and we're going to soundly multiply in about 20 more years. We're going to dominate the white race. I heard this on a Mexican talk radio station.
Host Jeff Katz talking about a couple of things he thinks Mitt Romney needs to fix in his campaign right away before he loses any chance of beating Mr. Obama.
There's a lot of fallout. There's going to be more fallout with the Romney campaign. Look, there are two things that were big mistakes in my mind. First of all, Eric Fernstrom, who was a very smart guy and really should know better, was on national well, he's on MSDNC. I guess technically it's national. But he says, yeah, you know, it's not a tax. We know it's not a tax. I'm telling you it's not a tax. We don't believe it's a tax. And then almost immediately Mitt Romney came back out and said, hey, by the way, I still say it's a tax because the Supreme Court said it's a tax. It's going to be very, very difficult. And if your message from the campaign, and remember, Fernstrom is about as high up in the pecking order as you get over there at the Romney campaign. If he can't stay on message, we've got a problem. The other part of this that bugged me was seeing a picture of Mitt Romney on the jet ski. Now, I don't begrudge anybody a vacation. I simply do not. If you have a vacation home, God bless you. More power to you, and my family and I will be available for visits if you'd like us. You have a jet ski, you're going out. Fantastic. But you know what? Mitt Romney's not just regular people at this point. Mitt Romney is the guy saying, I'm in touch. I want to help fix the economy. I'm telling you that the president plays way too much golf. And then the photo is of him on the jet ski, and there are people all over the world looking at it going, wow, really? Most importantly, there are people here who are voters like me who are trying to figure out, how do we take the kids to do something because it's vacation time? We've got some summer camps. Are we going to be able to do an extra session of summer camp because nobody has any money? Maybe we'll go over and play miniature golf. Maybe we'll go see a movie. I don't know. Maybe we'll see if we can go to like an amusement park. And then you see the guy who tells you, I feel your pain. I know gasoline's expensive. And he's on the back of the jet ski at the multi-million-dollar vacation home.
Talk host Mark Reardon with Tom Bevan from RealClearPolitics.com about how important Obamacare will be in the campaign this fall.
It's hot in the country. The heat's going to dominate the story. It's certainly hot here in St. Louis. And after the ruling last week, maybe we'll have a quiet period in politics.
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, we did. We had this starting, you know, Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 10:15 or 10:05 when this ruling came out. We had a, I don't know, 72-hour frenzy or so until, you know, Monday. And with the holiday falling in the middle of the week, it's a little odd. But we will have, you know, the Obama administration is bracing for new jobs numbers on Friday. Obama's going to be back on the trail on Thursday and Friday, a bus tour through Pennsylvania and Ohio. So I suspect, you know, after the 4th of July, we'll be sort of back into, people will have gotten a little break and we'll be back into the swing of things. And these jobs numbers obviously they're critical for both teams. If Obama, you know, if they get good jobs numbers, they will be able to sort of, you know, it'll be another nice round of news for them. If the jobs numbers are not good, and there are signs that they will not be, we saw manufacturing shrink for the first time in 3 years, indicator just yesterday, then, you know, Romney will be able to pivot the discussion away from healthcare, where he's kind of having some trouble figuring out whether he thinks it's a tax or a penalty, back to a discussion about jobs, which is where they want this election to be framed. And so, you know, Friday could be a good day for Romney in that regard.
Yeah, if those jobs numbers aren't good, I mean, the president's certainly running out of time to get a good report before this election, isn't he?
He is, and why that's important, you know, if he gets a good jobs number in October, you know, on the eve of the election, it'll be too late. People will already have formed their opinion. And this is one of the things you go back and look, for example, in the 1992 election, the recession actually was over in March. The economy was turning around, but it was too late. I mean, voters had already decided, formed their opinions that George H.W. Bush wasn't up to the job, and so they were looking for alternatives. And so that's what the Obama campaign is fighting. They do not want the perception to set in that, you know, the president just doesn't have a plan and he's just in over his head in terms of turning this economy around.
And speaking of Obamacare, it's number one this week, and we'll have it in our focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one this week on the countdown, the aftermath of last week's Supreme Court ruling on the health care bill. Talk host Bob Franz with former Minnesota governor and former candidate Tim Pawlenty about the mixed messages that seem to be coming from the Romney campaign over the president's health care plan.
One of the senior advisors to the Romney campaign, Eric Fernstrom, had said that Governor Romney views the individual mandate of Obamacare as a penalty and not a tax, as described by the Chief Justice John Roberts. Governor Romney has come out since then and said, no, it is a tax. The Supreme Court says it is a tax. Is there going to be a problem there explaining that away, Governor?
Well, I don't think so for this reason. One is Governor Romney came out and spoke for himself and said, look, he agreed with the dissent in the court opinion, which was it was going to be a violation of the Commerce Clause, didn't get into the area of the taxing authority of the Congress. He agreed with the dissenting opinion. But once the court came out, the U.S. Supreme Court has the final word and declared it a tax, then as a matter of law, of course, it's a tax. And Governor Romney yesterday in New Hampshire said that's what the court said. That's the point of law that the U.S. Supreme Court has established. And in his words, of course, it's a tax.
And one of the biggest campaign points for Governor Romney has been Obamacare. He says he will repeal it on day one of a Romney presidency. The question is, how does he do that without the support of Congress?
Well, there's a number of things that he can do through executive order by granting waivers to states so they don't have to implement all or some of Obamacare under their choice. So that would, he would give them the option to essentially opt out to some of all of Obamacare. And number two, he can advance to the Congress legislation, hopefully a Congress that will be open to this through a Republican House, hopefully a Republican Senate, or at least getting some Democrats who are also anti-Obamacare to join in the repeal and replacement of Obamacare.
Here's host Paul Harris talking to legal analyst Scott Sherman about the constitutional questions on Obamacare and how the Supreme Court actually addressed them.
Scott, explain to me what it was they said is constitutional here.
There were two arguments for making the mandate beyond the scope of Congress's authority. The two arguments were that it was beyond their authority under the Commerce Clause, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3, that Congress has the authority to regulate interstate commerce. That had been expanding since the New Deal, almost like an inflatable balloon, until about the 1990s, when the Supreme Court, the more conservative Supreme Court, started to say, look, It's beyond Congress's true authority under the Commerce Clause. You can't do everything. They struck down the Safe Gun Schools Act. They struck down portions of the Violence Against Women's Act because they said, the Rehnquist Court, the Scalia Court, if you will, said it's beyond the scope of Congress. Most of the activity during the oral argument, most of the arguments were this. The Commerce Clause is going to be the basis on which the administration, the Obama administration, tries to uphold the mandate, and it's beyond the scope looking at Supreme Court precedent. That was true in this opinion. However, there was a second argument, a taxing and spending authority, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, that said if it's a tax, then Congress has the authority. It was sort of glossed over during the oral arguments, and people didn't pay attention to it. But that is the basis on which the mandate was upheld.
So the Obama administration had tried as much as they could to not call this a tax because of the political implications of that three-letter word.
It's so interesting. You and I were talking about this off the air. I came in this morning re-listening to the oral arguments on day two, the real meat and potatoes, the Commerce Clause and the taxing argument. Verrilli, who's the Solicitor General, was doing everything he could to dodge questions by the conservatives on the court, from Scalia, from Justice Kennedy, who's the swing vote on a lot of these kinds of things, from Justice Alito. Hey, this isn't really a tax. Well, we didn't call it a tax, but Verrilli did try at some point to say it may not be a tax in name, but it is a tax in authority, congressional authority. Here's where he made a couple of arguments that actually may have won the day, because Chief Justice Roberts is the swing vote. General Verrilli, the Solicitor General, said that the home mortgage deduction in taxing does not necessarily raise revenue. In fact, people take the home mortgage deduction and it reduces revenue. The federal government gets less money because of the home mortgage deduction than it does if it wasn't there. Just because it doesn't raise revenue, and that's the basis by which a lot of things are considered taxes, doesn't mean it's not a tax. A tax is what Congress calls it.
So that's the number one most talked about topic, the aftermath of the Supreme Court ruling on affordable care. So let's go back to number 10 and move our way through the list to have you on top of what's what. The death of Andy Griffith is number 10. The Tom Cruise-Katie Holmes split, number 9. Monday's malware threat, number 8. Number 7, the cost of gas. Iran is number 6. Penn State scandal, number 5. July 4th, number 4. The storm damage and the wildfires, number 3. Presidential race, number 2. And the aftermath of the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare is the number 1 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.